Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." What is your answer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Did the summer seem to go by quickly? Are you back in school already? Or getting ready to? Are you ready for more quizzes and tests? Do you ever get tired of answering so many questions? There is one question that is the most important question of all. It's a question every human being will need to answer. It's the question Jesus asked his disciples. Are you ready for it? Here it is. Who do people say the Son of Man is? Who is Jesus? That's easy, you may think. Many people in Jesus' day thought Jesus was someone special. Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Those were famous men whom God powerfully used to preach his word. But their answer was wrong. Jesus was much greater than any of them. When Jesus asked Peter, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That was the best answer ever. Peter would have gotten an A+ if that question was on a quiz. Peter believed that Jesus was who he said he was, the promised Messiah who is God the Son. Peter knew who Jesus was because God gave him the faith to believe and trust in him. Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven." So, the answer to the most important question of all time is not something we could figure out on our own. The answer is given to us by God in his word as a gift. Jesus tells us who he is when we read and listen to his word in family devotions and in church and Sunday school. Jesus showed you who he was when you were baptized into his name. That's when he washed away your sins and made you his own dear child. He even promises to be with you always so you can have a new life with him. When someone asks you the most important question in your life, "Who is Jesus?" you have the privilege of giving the right answer. Jesus is God the Son, my Savior. We bow our heads and fold our hands in prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you for giving me the faith to believe that Jesus is my Savior. Help me to share this good news as boldly as your disciples shared it with others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.